An international annual survey of global gender inequality shows Australia trailing New Zealand, the US, and even the Philippines. The World Economic Forum's annual index has ranked Australia 24th in the world for closing the gender gap. Australia does score highly for education, but the report says it's gone backwards on the number of women in political roles. Bill Birtles reports.
The World Economic Forum's index measures equality across four areas: economic participation, education, health, and political empowerment. Australia has, in this year's report, made a slight improvement in narrowing the gender gap in the workplace, which looks at male and female wages and the number of women in senior positions. But it also notes a decline in the number of women in senior political roles. The Federal Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Elizabeth Broderick, says the rankings do show progress, but it's slow.
Australia's stayed pretty constant over the last few years, although you're right, we have dropped as other countries have risen. And we've dropped in the ranking, but when you look at the absolute, our absolute number, we've actually risen.
In the area of women in politics, the index shows Australia went backwards for the first time since 2008. Elizabeth Broderick says that reflects the change in the federal government since the survey was last carried out.
If I compare to last year, when we had a female prime minister and we had more women in the cabinet, it's not surprising that our ranking has actually gone backwards on that dimension. But I do think it is an area that we will need to put additional focus on.
Nordic countries continue to dominate the top positions, with Iceland, Finland and Norway seen as having done the most to reduce the gender gap. But among the top 10 are some surprises. Rwanda is ranked 7th because it has the most women in parliament, and the Philippines is ranked 9th because of the high numbers of women attaining education qualifications and professional jobs. But this has called into question the methodology the World Economic Forum uses for the survey. Edna Aquino is a Filipino women's and migrant advocate based in Hong Kong.
Because it really doesn't tell the stories behind those statistics and figures. So, for instance, Philippines has consistently come out in world statistics when it comes to women's access to education. Yes, Filipino women and girls have access to universal education up to high school. The problem is, if you juxtapose the statistics with the fact that the Philippines is also one of the major exporters of women labor abroad.
She says in the area of health, the report ignores the trouble many Filipino women have getting access to abortion. Despite those questions over the data, the report does rank Australia behind many comparable Western countries, such as New Zealand and the US. Feminist and professorial fellow at the University of Technology in Sydney, Eva Cox, says momentum to fully close the gender gap in Australia has slowed in recent years.
I think we've generally neglected a lot of the areas where we should be looking at issues around pay equity, around looking at the workforce and workforce change, but also the community service type services. You know, childcare is still a problem. It's expensive and people can't get it when they want it. We've got a paid parental leave scheme, but it's fairly recent and probably hasn't had much effect and is not sort of work-related and income-related in many areas. There's lots of reforms of those sorts that we've been waiting a very long time for, and I think the last 20 to 30 years we've really slipped back.
Overall, the World Economic Forum says the gender gap is slowly closing, and on current trends, the world is set for workplace equality by the year 2095. Eva Cox believes it will probably take longer.
So I suspect what's happening is that some of the countries that have had gross inequalities are catching up, but we're not moving on. So that date may well be twice as long as they think it is if we ever get there, because maybe countries get a bit smug after they've beaten off the main legal difficulties. I mean, we've changed the legal framework so that legally we're entitled to be in the same position as men, but we haven't changed the culture, and so we're not.
Feminist writer and professorial fellow at UTS, Eva Cox, ending that report by Bill Birtles.